Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A WBUR poll released this week finds strong support among Massachusetts voters for some of the questions that may be on next year's ballot. One would raise taxes on people earning more than $1 million a year. Another would reduce the rate of the sales tax. Despite the apparent voter support, WBUR analyst Steve Cazella says the political implications of the possible questions, particularly for Governor Baker, are far from simple.
Governor Charlie Baker is riding high going into the 2018 election cycle. He remains the country's most popular governor and leads his Democratic challengers by enormous margins. But with a record of favoring tax cuts in the past, Baker faces complicated political questions from further down the ballot. Among several questions headed for the 2018 ballot is one which would raise taxes on incomes over $1 million. The funds would then be used to pay for education and transportation. Another proposal would lower the state's sales tax from 6.25% to 5%. Whether these two questions make the ballot and whether they pass will have a huge impact on how the state's budget looks in years ahead. The so-called millionaire's tax could add $2 billion to state coffers. The sales tax could cut $1.3 billion if it passes. It's also possible one passes and not the other, which makes assessing the likely impact even more dicey. This week's WBUR poll showed both are very popular. But Election Day is still a year away, and support levels can change. And a legal challenge is headed to the state's Supreme Judicial Court, threatening to push the millionaire's tax question off the ballot. Add all this up, and by the end of 2018, the state could find itself either $2 billion up or at the bottom of a billion-dollar budget hole. With the prospect of Congress making costly changes to the tax code and the healthcare system, that hole could get deeper still. So far, Baker has not taken a firm stand on the ballot questions. But when he ran for governor in 2010, he proposed a reduced sales tax, and his limited public statements on the ballot questions so far suggest a continued low-tax approach. Throughout his time in office, Baker has often preferred to delay or avoid controversial decisions. He famously did not vote for either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump in 2016. But how the state raises money and pays for services is a core responsibility of state government, and the size of the potential changes to the budget are very difficult to ignore. With many voters looking to lower their taxes and shift the burden elsewhere, how Baker responds to these major ballot questions could play a big role in his reelection campaign.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts political research for WBUR.